It is magic, you know, the fact that we've made it thus far through the year. I mean, it's August already, nearly Christmas. It's crazy. We've got through winter, we've got through COVID, we've got through drama of all proportions, and here we are now facing an exciting event coming up on Wednesday. And to tell us about it, I have a very special guest in the studio, Joshua Daniel, no stranger to radio life and style. Lovely to be chatting to you on a Monday morning, Joshua. You're looking bright and happy. Have you had a good weekend?
Yes. Good morning to you, Dave, and good morning to you, listeners. Yeah, it's been a good weekend. A lot of awareness campaigns on the work that we are doing in our communities, and yeah, so we're getting there.
Yeah, I needed to mention, in fact, up front that Joshua is very much part and parcel of the movement against gender-based violence. It's called the Rise Up Movement, that he does a marvelous, marvelous work in the community, looking after those that are in need of support, of safety. And you've got a walk coming up on Wednesday called Walk Against Gender-Based Violence, calling all men.
Yes, Dave, absolutely.
But now, this is interesting. Let's hear what you got in mind.
Well, in recent days, we had an escalation of, you know, well, GBV is a pandemic in our country, you know what I mean, throughout South Africa. And on Women's Day this year, we decided, you know what, let's do a call out to all men standing up against gender-based violence, taking responsibility, taking accountability, and safety is a shared responsibility. So we decided this year for Women's Day, calling on the communities to men joining us on a walk, 3K walk, down on Balito. And from there, we've got the declaration for gender-based violence, whereas we requesting our community men and so forth to stand up, sign the declaration, and be part of this movement, whereas we need to eradicate this vile criminal act. Mm. Absolutely. With the, as I said, with gender-based violence, child protection, you know what I mean, and child abuse, it's actually growing. And we need to, as much as we've got the different structures in place and policing services, FCS unit, the National Prosecuting Authority, but then it falls down to in your home. You know what I mean? Let's take responsibility. Let's ensure that our women and our children are safe. So, yeah.
So you're calling on men to assemble at HOPS.
That's correct.
At 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Now,
yes.
Wednesday is a public holiday, folks, so don't say, oh, no, I'm working, I can't be there. You can.
Yes.
You can. And then it ends at HOPS, so you can just roll into the pub. And no, we don't. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's a good place to start and stop.
Yeah.
Joshua, tell me about a walk for a cause. Does it make any difference at all?
Honestly, it does, because empowerment, where we try to eradicate the myth from the fact. You know, when we have these walks and so, it's not just the walk and so, it's also information that's shared. It's also networking. It's also the different role structures, as I said, that's going to be participating in this walk. And
which role structures are going to be
there? We've got the SAPS coming on board.
Are they going to walk?
That's correct.
Most of them can't. Have you seen that?
Well, they are. And I think what will be a good exposure as well to on this walk, that we have the Ilembe District Commissioner, General Gopal. He will be leading the walk.
Really?
Yes, he's actually coming through. He's actually leading the walk.
You've managed to get a general, an SAPS general, to lead the walk.
That's correct, sir. And he's the cluster. I think it's a cluster, you call it, for the Ilembe District of Policing, where the 11 stations that are falling under his jurisdiction. And he will be there with the team, including our local policing from Amshlali, SAPS, and all neighboring stations within the Ilembe cluster that will be joining into the walk. And we've got community CPF forums. We've got the Ilembe Youth Provincial, the Ilembe Youth Desk will be participating as well. So it's going to be quite a big event, and we're hoping to get our community organizations, individuals, businesses, join in, just do the 3K walk, and let's take control of our community. Let's show that, you know what, our safety is a shared responsibility, and we all in this together to ensure that safety of women and children are taken care of.
And the call is for men to arrive at HOPS and be dressed in black.
That's correct.
Black stroke gymwear.
Gymwear for techies, so that you could.
So you're going to be dressed in. It's going to be quite dramatic, I would imagine. A somber crowd of men in black, walking 3Ks from hops to hops.
Yes.
In a circuit. Led by a police general and the SAPS local cluster, which is awesome. They won't be in black, I presume. They'll be in blue.
I think they'll be in blue with uniform.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But how many men are you hoping to attract?
We are hoping to attract at least 200.
Okay.
At least 200.
It's a small controlled walk. It's not
going
to be a massive affair that's going to stop the traffic.
Correct.
Lovely. And thereafter, I presume everyone goes on their merry way, confident in the knowledge that they have at least made a stand, taken a position, joined the movement, and hopefully the word spreads from there.
Absolutely, sir.
Joshua, it's always lovely chatting to you. We look forward to the event on Wednesday. I'm not doing the morning show, so I will wear my blackest outfit.
Awesome.
And stagger along with you, because I think it's a good thing. And I hope you will join us, folks. I hope you will, because this is a movement for good. And when one has an opportunity to make a stand, whether it makes an enormous difference or not, it'll make a difference to you. And that's where it all begins. So my special guest, Joshua Daniel from the Rise Up Movement, thank you for joining us on the morning show, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Cool. Thank you for the opportunity.
Fabulous stuff. The morning show continues.